The Guardian.
There's not much enthusiasm among the general Pakistani population for any politician. Of the politicians in Pakistan at the moment, Zardari is one of the least popular. He's seen as something of a chancer. The various allegations of corruption against him have stained his reputation. Many people remember the period in the 90s when Benazir Bhutto, his wife obviously, was in power, a period that was associated and is certainly associated in the popular memory with political instability, degree of mismanagement, economic chaos, and so forth. So overall, it's fair to say that he's hardly being welcomed with open arms.
He faces enormous challenges, of course. Islamist insurgents on the rise, economic problems. What hopes are there that he can bring stability to Pakistan and revive the economy?
Not many. It's certainly the case that Pakistan is always faced by a whole variety of difficult challenges and shows remarkable resilience. If you look at how many major shocks the state has absorbed in the last 18 months, numerous suicide bombs, the assassination of a major political figure, an effective legislative coup, etc., it's astonishing that you don't see more chaos than you actually do. A lot depends on the regional situation. A lot depends on Washington. Zardari's own room for manoeuvre is relatively limited given the strength of the military establishment in Pakistan. For the moment, the army are staying on the sidelines, watching, waiting. But there's no doubt that at some later date they'd be prepared to step in if they felt that Zardari was in some way threatening what they deem to be the national security interests of Pakistan.
Last week, US troops based in Afghanistan crossed the border into Pakistan to carry out raids on what they said were Taliban targets. Will Zardari allow a repeat of that?
Zardari is in a very difficult position. He needs to please Washington because he needs the money that Washington are paying the Pakistani army and the economic aid they're delivering. He needs their support at the IMF, the World Bank. Every place he's going to be going to beg for economic help in the months that are coming. At the same time, the Pakistani population are largely and increasingly anti-Western and anti-American. And like any nation, most people don't take too kindly to troops from another country crossing onto their land for whatever reason. So he's in a very difficult position. He's got to tread a very, very tight path between pleasing the international community or largely the West and cooperating in the way that they want him to cooperate in the war on terror and risking popular wrath, if you like, in being seen to be, as General Musharraf, his predecessor, eventually was, a stooge of the West.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.